WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Another 140,139 New Jerseyans are out of work, filing for new claims of unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total since large portions of the economy were ordered shut down to the pandemic to around 858,000. Nationwide, another 4.4 million people filed initial jobless claims. That's 810,000 fewer than a week earlier, but still it brings the total to around 26 million. The state is now requiring hospitals to report demographic data to the State Department of Health for people who have been admitted to the hospital and tested positive for COVID-19 and for those that have died from the virus.
This information will include age, ethnicity, gender, and race for each of these individuals.
Governor Murphy says the information will be critical to fully understand the impact COVID-19 has had on the state's diverse communities. Preliminary data shows there's been a disproportionate number of deaths in New Jersey's black communities from COVID-19. The two drive-through testing sites operated with the federal government cannot yet begin taking asymptomatic residents just yet. The governor corrected a statement from the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office from yesterday that said the testing for residents without symptoms would begin at the PNC Bank Arts Center and at Bergen Community College. Murphy says the state first needs to obtain a waiver from the federal government before such testing can begin. FBI agents visited a warehouse in Lakewood Wednesday and left carrying boxes marked respirators, but the agency is not saying why. Photos and video of the visit to Deco Tile in an industrial area on Swarthmore Avenue was posted by the Lakewood Scoop. Police vehicles and agents wearing masks were seen coming in and out of the area. Employees of other businesses in the building who were questioned by agents told the Scoop the agents said they were investigating companies selling medical supplies. Supermarkets seem to be needing more produce these days, but overall, COVID-19 has taken away a big chunk of business for New Jersey farmers.
So far, the consumer has been looking for local, and that could be the saving grace for farms that lose their traditional marketing outlet.
Ed Wengren with the New Jersey Farm Bureau, along with others in the industry, believe pick-your-own operations will be permitted as long as any social distancing measures still in place are being followed. Bruce Springsteen, Jon Bon Jovi, Whoopi Goldberg, Danny DeVito, Chelsea Handler, Kelly Ripa, Jon Stewart, and Tony Bennett. It was a star-studded 1 hour of performances last night for the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund. All the stars performed from their homes in the Jersey for Jersey one-hour event. The celebs have already helped raise more than $18 million in less than 3 weeks. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall tonight, 7 p.m., focusing on our healthcare heroes. We've gathered New Jersey healthcare workers, EMTs, and police officers. Hear their coronavirus stories from the front lines. Plus, we'll offer some resources to those in need. Listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, and watch it live on our Facebook page. Another period of soaking rain today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 5 News Time, 10:07 now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
An extended period of rain is on the horizon as a real soaker of a storm system arrives tonight. During the daytime hours, we will see a few showers out there, along with mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures yet again below normal, hovering in the 50s. Any threat for steady rain should hold off until late this afternoon into tonight, and then we're going to see moderate to heavy rain pretty much all night tonight. Lows fall into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, scattered rain continues pretty much all day. There might be some breaks. Total rainfall about 1 to 2 inches for most of New Jersey. Highs again hovering in the 50s tomorrow. Saturday looks dry during the day. Partly sunny and breezy with highs near 60, but another batch of wet weather moves in Saturday night into Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Secaucus, 41 degrees. Haddonfield, 42. Dunellen, 41. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.